I would just add that, you know, if you're looking for specific information that you need to implement and be aware of in terms of what kind of compliance, there are great resources. HIPAA has a great list of resources you should be looking at. The FTC has great resources online that you can use. And pretty much the information from both of the sources is universal. And I'm just going to read out what the HIPAA requirements are, but they mirror the FTC. Written policies and procedures, right? If you don't have those dealing with your security, you've got a problem. A risk analysis. You know, you look at your company or you look at your government, your agency, and you have a policy in place that identifies your vulnerabilities. A plan, they call it a risk management plan, to fix those vulnerabilities. A sanction policy. An information system activity review, which we recommend done yearly. Response and reporting. Data backup. And data backups that are just not on site and not just plugged right into your system and not vulnerable to attack. Those are just a few of the examples, and there's a longer list that you all can obtain online at any of these resources. We as practitioners have an ethical duty to safeguard the information of our clients. Okay, this is recognized in Texas. There's no doubt about it. The ABA has published some opinions recently, and it's part of this 2021 cyber security report. And the ABA, I think, is pretty much at the forefront of trying to put some model rules together for all the states. And this is something that they say. I'm going to quote the ABA, and this is right out of their paper. Attorneys need to make reasonable efforts to prevent the inadvertent or unauthorized disclosure of or unauthorized access to information relating to the representation of a client. Just a general rule. Opinion 43 makes clear that the potential for an ethical violation occurs when a lawyer does not undertake reasonable efforts to avoid data loss or to detect cyber intrusion, and that lack of reasonable efforts is the cause of the breach. And then it goes on to say, lawyers should consider proactively developing an incident response plan with specific plans and procedures for responding to a data breach. That's the ABA. Okay. We represent clients who are located generally in Texas, but some of us may deal with clients or agencies who are located outside of the state of Texas, which means if you have an incident affecting a resident of another state, you're required to follow their data reporting laws as well as the federal standards for those particular individuals. So you have to look to each state. So I've always wondered whether that state ethical requirement may extend over to a lawyer. I haven't found an opinion on that if someone's not licensed in another state, but I can guarantee you that state's attorney general will investigate you, and Indiana, Massachusetts, and New York are some of the most aggressive in investigating data breaches that occur right here in Texas. The Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct hit on these issues. Opinion number 648 requires attorneys under some circumstances to advise clients of the risks of communicating with clients via email and to consider whether it's prudent to use encrypted email. We were joking outside that if you're using an AOL account or a Gmail account to communicate with a client, that may not be the best account anymore, unless there's additional security measures in place through Gmail or the different account. Opinion 662 prohibits lawyers from publishing a response to a client's negative review if any confidential information is posted online. That's pretty self-explanatory. Opinion 680 allows the use of cloud-based storage systems, but the lawyer must retain alert to the possibility of data breaches, unauthorized access, or disclosure of client confidential information, and take reasonable precautions in using those cloud-based systems. What I've seen in the ethical requirements is it's no longer good enough for us to say, hey, I didn't know that Microsoft 365 could do that. The expectation is you educate yourself about the vulnerabilities and issues that can arise, and then proactively take steps to protect yourself from a data intrusion, maybe to your email, to your systems, to your cloud-based storage. I don't know if you all have any have experienced any issues related maybe to the ethical issues. I think, Corey, you had mentioned to me that you had a story on that issue for...
Yeah, it's just one of those things where if you've taken an oath to protect your client's data and that data gets out there, who does that ultimately fall on? I think that's a really good question that needs some consideration. Who's going to be held responsible for that? That's one of the things that we're all responsible for when we get into the law business or any business. When you have clients' data, they're trusting you. I'd hate to know that some things that I thought were private are suddenly all over the world, and I think it's very important that we consider that as we're dealing with this data from the client end. You know, how would they react, or how would the industry react if it were to come out that we were responsible for some of that data being leaked? And I think one of the only ways to really